Palm Sunday of the Lord's Passion begins Holy Week, during which we have an extended meditation on the way of the cross, the passion, death, and resurrection of Jesus. We walk with Jesus, recalling his suffering and death. Next Sunday, we celebrate his resurrection. We pray in the Eucharistic prayer, "At the time he was betrayed, he entered willingly into his passion." Jesus was not a victim of the Romans who crucified him. He was only doing his Father's will. In the Garden of Gethsemane, he prayed, "Father, if it is your will, take this cup from me, but not my will, but yours be done." Jesus tells us, "If you want to be a follower of mine, deny yourselves, take up your crosses, and follow me." There are two types of crosses. One is the cross Christ wants us to carry into new life. Others are the crosses we choose to burden ourselves with, but we must deny them. Christ wants us to walk with him carrying his cross. He does not want us to burden ourselves with the crosses we choose. The cross Christ may want us to carry with him may be sickness, growing old, and bodily weakness. It may be the cross of sacrificial or suffering love. The crosses he does not want us to carry and must deny ourselves are those of bitterness, anger, and resentment. Other crosses that weigh us down unnecessarily might be self-hatred, egotistical pride, greed, and our disrespect for the poor and marginalized. There are many other crosses Christ does not want us to carry that burden and paralyze us. These crosses we must deny. As we enter Holy Week, we reflect not only on Jesus' suffering and death and resurrection, we remember that the way to new life and resurrection is passing through sacrificial and costly love. As we see Jesus hanging from the cross, we see God's love for us revealed and our own call to follow him into new life.